You're listening to SBS News.
On a big screen in Vienna's Opera House, the elite of Austrian politics and society are taken through the highs and lows of the past century. Archival scenes like this one, Hitler's march into Vienna in 1938, are painfully familiar. Within a decade of the founding of the First Republic, there was civil war, and the early democratic dream, even the name Austria, disappeared as Adolf Hitler and Nazism took power. The memory of that failure and the catastrophic consequences are still fresh here, and no doubt that's why many speeches warn of the dangers of populists and extremists. President Alexander Van der Bellen.
Zugleich muss die Demokratie wachsam sein.
Democracy must be vigilant, uncompromising towards the intolerant, but open and tolerant toward the exchange of opinions among democratic people. And that demands a free and independent media.
That's a clear reference to recent attacks on the state media by the right-wing Austrian Freedom Party, now part of the coalition government. The centennial ceremony is remarkably somber, more commemoration than celebration, although by most standards the modern Austrian democracy is a success. Reinhard Heinisch, a political scientist from Salzburg University, says the presence of the far right in government dampens the mood.
It is somewhat awkward that one of the parties in government has to officially represent Austria on several of these auspicious celebrations, and at the same time, they're often accused of fomenting division and of representing a spirit that harkens back to darker periods in Austrian history. So in that sense, I think that explains why the feeling is not particularly jubilant.
This being Austria, the ceremony showcased music, but it was an Australian opera singer, Margaret Plummer, who stole the Austrian show. Perhaps Google's predictive typing caused an error when organisers searched online for an Austrian mezzo-soprano. If so, it was a happy mistake. Another artist at this birthday bash was the Austrian-Slovenian writer Maja Haderlap, who delivered the keynote speech.
Spoštovani predsednik Republike Austrije.
She greets the guests in both German and Slovene, a reminder that on the day of its founding, the Austrian Republic was a multilingual, multi-ethnic state. She speaks of the long, shallow breath of history and, like other speakers, has a message for the Second Republic.
When across Europe nationalistic parties tell insecure citizens that they are a substitute for the shattered public spirit, offering national identity as a home, then the crisis deepens. It's less tangible but even more fundamental than the crisis at the start of the 20th century.
The public spirit could certainly do with a lift at this ceremony, and Margaret Plummer does just that, with a reminder of what Austrians value most in their Second Republic. Friede, peace.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.